Bezras Hashem Yisparach, our halacha topic from Daf Nun Ches begins on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and that is the discussion of whether a woman is allowed to go out with an istama. Rashi understands that an istama is a small hat that was used to catch the extra hairs that were in, that came out, the extra strands of hair that came out that weren't covered in the natural hair covering. The Gemara concludes, Ve'en yotzin ba l'rishus harabim, that a woman is not allowed to go out with this istama, this small box to cast extra hairs, because, as implicit in the Gemara, because she's likely to take it off. Our halacha l'maisa topic revolves around this Gemara because there is an important implication of this. Does a woman need to cover all of the extra strands of hair? Obviously, the word extra needs to be defined as well. More specifically, is there a prohibition of going out with some strands not covered for a woman that is married? The Mishnah in Ksubis in the fifth parak tells us that there is a prohibition of a woman to go out v'lishuk with her hair uncovered. It's a violation of what the Mishnah describes as das Yehudis. What about these strands? Does this also include it? On the backdrop of the Raman, Simin Ayin Hei Siv Beis, that says that it's prohibited to read Kriyat Shema in front of a woman whose hair is uncovered, and the Rama permits the hair shel nashim shiragin latzos michutz litzamasan, the Magen Avram says that the Maram Al Shaker echoes this idea in Simin Lamed Hei from our Gemara, Magen Avram and Sif Katan Dalid, that we see it's normal for a woman to uncover that hair. And since it's regilin lotzeis, as our Gemara says, so if the woman is in a place that we're regilin, so then in such a case, it would be acceptable. This would not violate the famous Das Yehudis, I erroneously before said, the fifth parak in Ksubis, should have been the seventh parak in Ksubis, Daf Ayin Beis, that says that a woman is not allowed to go out with gilui seyar. From our sugya, it's clear that this does not apply to extra strands. That's the opinion of the Magen Avram in his opening lines. However, the Magen Avram does conclude that there is a Zohar that says that a woman should cover all her hair. It's well known, the Gemara in Yuma describes Kimchis, that she was makbid to cover her hair even in her home, and for that she had children who were Kohanim Gedolim, and the Magen Avram says that the Zohar should be Roi Linog Ka Zohar, one should follow the Zohar L'chatchila. It should be noted that this Gemara might be relevant to a very important machlokis between Rav Moshe Feinstein and many other poskim, one of them being a present posik today, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, and this is whether one can infer from this Ramah that it would be permissible for a woman to go out with some of her hair sticking out from her mitpachat, her hair covering, or no. Or that her hair needs to be lechatchila covered entirely. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Evin HaEzer, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Ches, claims that since the rule of Seir Be'isha Erva is a tefach, if one cheshmans a tefach around the head, Rav Moshe comes out, if there's a space of two fingers breadth around the head, then that does not constitute an iser at all of going out with one's hair uncovered. Many poskim disagreed, amongst them Rav Nevinzal, who points out that Rav Moshe's rayas are coming from the halacha of Simin Ayin Hei Sif Beis and the Ramah that we quoted from the Rajba with the Maram Al Shaker, that's talking about whether Bidiyeved, if you read in front of a woman who has less than the Seir of her hair revealed, whether you need to read Kriya Shema again. Says Rav Nevinzal, Umuchach she'heter hu rak le'inyan Kriya Shema, the heter is only in Kriya Shema. This point is made in the back of his Mishnah Berurah in page 304. where he's medayik from the Mishnah Bura that says ein lahachmer b'di'eved lachser v'likros. The only implication of this halacha of the Ramah is vis-a-vis the halachos of Kriyashma. But in terms of what's appropriate for Das Yehudis, Rav Nevinzel argues that two etzbos would be too lenient. What exactly is Rav Nevinzel's shir? I never asked him on that, and I do have a responsibility to ask him. I throw out some learning fodder for the Talmidim over the internet and the Lom Dei Daf Yomi. We take a second to breathe between Dapim to wonder whether our Gemara, as understood by Rashi, that the woman would have part of her hair uncovered from the strands, that would indicate that there isn't a chiyuv for every bit of hair to be uncovered. Closer, and possibly as far as Ramesh's position, or no, maybe there's an in-between shear, not 2 fingers breadths, but a different amount. I do have a kasha on this ha'ara in terms of Allah l'maisa, and that is that in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Gimel, Siv Gimel, the case of the Itztema is quoted, and Rashi's opinion is not mentioned. Even though one can understand that the Magen Avraham is building his approach off of Shitas Rashi, and Rashi's not only talking about Kriyat Shema, like Rav Moshe Feinstein assumes that one could extend it to other halachos as well. Nevertheless, in Hilcha Shabbos, Shin Gimel Gimel, an Itztema is explained not as the box that is used to held the extra strands of hair, but rather the Mechaber's Lashon is Hainu Matlis, it is a Matlis, Shetolim Bochute Shel Tzivonim, V'tonos L'Kal L'Afriach Mimena HaZvuvim. A totally different purpose, and that is, it's there to protect. This is based on the approach of the Rif, that it was, the Itztema was something that was hung over the Kala to protect her from flies, and therefore all of the diukim that we made above would not be consistent with the halacha in Hilcha Shabbos. In other words, Rashi's definition might not be used in Hilcha Shabbos. Does that mean we throw out Rashi's definition and we throw out our observations from the Gemara that a woman did not seem perturbed to take out some, reveal a few strands of hair in the Rishus HaRabim? That remains an open question, and I leave it for the Gedolei Torah to decide. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Nunches.